Thousands of people took part in a funeral ceremony of three senior Hamas commanders killed in an Israeli attack. The commanders of Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigade, lost their lives when an Israeli airstrike targeted a house in Rafah's Tel Sultan neighborhood early on Thursday.
Past 2 a.m., we were surprised by several missiles fired at us. Windows and doors shattered all around us.
9 missiles were fired. We couldn't recognize anything as the whole area was shaking. We could hear them scream under the rubble.
The explosions were surprising and crazily powerful. All my family members were injured, and I was informed they found me outside the house, thrown on the street by the explosion.
Hamas Political Bureau Chief Khaled Mashal says the Palestinians will continue their resistance until the end, as they have been doing so far for the past 100 years.
This is a major loss to all of us, but this is our destiny in this land, and we'll keep struggling for our freedom.
Hamas says it's determined to realize the demands of the Palestinian people, especially lifting the siege and securing the release of Palestinian detainees. Khaled Mashal rejected the allegations that the Palestinian resistance movement violated the temporary ceasefire, saying it was a Tel Aviv plot to assassinate Hamas military leaders. Israel's killing of the three commanders of Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, has only fueled more anger among the Gazans. The people here say they support the right of resistance until they achieve liberation. Hisham Hanna for Press TV, Gaza Strip.